Chapter 4. Zach had always had a problem with his temper, but in recent years it had grown worse. Time after time it got him into trouble. Time after time he made up his mind never to give in to it again, and time after time he broke his vow. Now, as the player called Vasklin practically dragged him around the table in full view of the amused spectators, Zach's blood began to roar through his veins, and the room and everyone in it acquired a reddish tint, as if he were looking at them through a piece of ruby quartz. Zach had already asked once to be let go. He did not ask again. He planted an uppercut that sent Vasklin sprawling. Then, turning to Captain Massey, whose cucumber lips were parted in a stupefied O, he beseeched, "All I need is a minute of your time. Please."
"You'll get less than that," Kitty said and snapped her fingers.
Through the crowd waited four men. Two were James and James's father. And when they saw him, they both slowed, but not the other two. Rough fingers closed on Zach's arms. His hurt wrist flared anew with pain as he was propelled toward the hallway. "Unless you're fond of broken bones, make this easy on yourself," said one of those responsible, a burly slab in an ill-fitting suit. To be so close and then to be denied was more than Zach could bear. With a powerful wrench, he shoved them away from him and wheeled once more toward Captain Massey. "You will talk to me whether you want to or not." The steamboat skipper chuckled.
"I think not, dear boy. Look behind you."
Zach should have known better. He glanced over his shoulder and saw a fist streaking at his face. He tried to sidestep, but the fist connected and stars sparkled before his eyes. Oddly enough, he did not feel much pain. But he did with the next punch, a blow to his gut that doubled him over.
"Get him out of here," Kitty commanded. "And don't be gentle about it either, after his antics."
Zach let himself go.